from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Everton is a team that had one fantastic year 3 years ago under Roberto Martinez. And then one disappointing year, and then one just downright frustrating year last year, where they seemed like they really should have been better than they were, but they conceded a ton of goals, they blew a ton of leads. Martinez got the sack, as everybody probably knows. Ronald Koeman has replaced him. But guys, over the past 2 years, how much of their, I don't want to call it a downfall, but how much of those disappointments were due to Martinez, and how much of it was due to just a squad that frankly just wasn't that good?
I think it's equally shared. I have to say that, okay, Roberto Martinez is not a good defensive manager, and we've seen that in the past. Just, I've never been convinced with his defensive fortitude and just his ability to organize a squad in the back. I think he's more interested in scoring goals, which Everton did a decent amount of. I mean, they had, you know, they got a good season out of Lukaku, and that's what was so frustrating, is they had all this talent. And you look at it and you're like, wow, this is actually looks like a decent team.
Like that Ross should Barkley,
be. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they really do have good players, but they're really not where they should be in the table. They're blowing results. Even when they score a bunch of goals, they concede goals right away. And I think a lot of that did have to do with the personnel themselves. I mean, I think that they needed to do a lot of turnover. And you know, they've what we've seen coming in, you know, today, frankly.
Yeah, so this has been a crazy day, yeah.
We're recording on the day where John Stones has moved on to Man City. It's you know, they have made some changes and they realize that, hey, this personnel, we kind of need to reshuffle and reorganize this. So for me, that's actually a positive move. Now, one of those other shuffles that's kind of expected is that Romelu Lukaku may or may not, I'll emphasize the may, move back to Chelsea.
Or somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, but let's assume it's Chelsea, and let's say it's not anywhere else. Let's just say
he's not going to be at Everton. I think we can agree.
Okay,
on that.
But yeah, more than likely he's not. And if he's not, then you really are losing your number one attacking option and the guy who really bagged most of the goals. And it's going to change the face of the squad entirely, and just as much as bringing in Ronald Koeman did. I think that Lukaku will really kind of throw Everton into a tailspin in terms of what their identity is.
Right, so that's the thing. I don't think Stones is a huge loss, actually, because I think a lot of his $47.5 million
or Ashley fee, Williams, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of Stones' fee is his potential. He wasn't actually that great last year. He showed signs, but he wasn't consistent. They've already spent that money on Ashley Williams, who they bring in for Swansea, and probably Kone from Sunderland. It sounds like that's going to happen. I think the latest reports are, when we were recording this, is that he is at Everton and is probably going to sign for them for £18 million.
I like the Ashley Williams deal, by the way, just to chime in,
yeah,
real quick.
I agree.
I mean, I think that, you know, John Stones has been, Jose Mourinho really like sparked this thing where everybody became intensely focused on how good John Stones is. But he made a lot of errors. He's a young defender. He's a central, yeah, defender that really, I think a lot of Everton's downfall was, I don't want to put it on him alone, but I think he definitely played a major role in it.
Well, him, and with the combination of that and Jagielka getting older and not,
yeah,
really being,
exactly,
the player he
used to be. Sure. And so I think like
Tim
Ashley
Howard fell off.
Yeah, Tim Howard was not good. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
he wasn't. And you know, they've addressed these. I mean, Martin Skjelbred.
Yeah, I'm not sold on him. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's a great goalkeeper, but I think that he's still in the right age group. Howard, yeah, was just getting older. That's like really what all it came down to. I think that Everton have made some decent moves to reorganize. I think, yeah, Ashley Williams, more than the John Stones role, I think he plays that Jagielka role, because they need an experienced, yep, man in the middle to reorganize from the back. I thought that they were in trouble there. And so the personnel needed to be switched, and I think they've taken the right moves to address it. I made the case against this team, but based on what they've been doing recently, they actually, to me, seem like they're going to improve on last year. Because last,
yeah,
year was just frustrating.
I agree. I'm kind of optimistic about Everton, kind of because of the managerial change. I think that, you know, the team had sort of grown stale under Martinez, and I think that maybe the players had sort of lost faith in him. I think everybody knows Martinez can't organize a defense. So I'm curious to see, you know, Ronald Koeman had such a great season with Southampton when everyone thought they were going to really plummet down. He maintained them. So I think that some new ideas, some new tactics from a new, you know, good, yeah, manager, I think could really, maybe, I'm not going to say maybe great, but I think they should definitely do at least as well as they did last season, or maybe even a little better.
Yeah, when you look at, I mean, Ronald Koeman, I just, piggyback on that. Southampton finished sixth. That's ahead of West Ham, Liverpool, Stoke, Chelsea, Everton.
Right.
That was not a joke.
No.
That was an incredible job he did. So you're bringing a really capable manager and telling him, hey, we have a squad full of talent and we're going to make some moves to strengthen it for you, for what you like. So essentially, he left for more resources because Southampton is more of a selling club. Everton's not necessarily just a selling club. They do buy more too.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing with that, though. So the question that we opened this up with was, you know, what was it with Everton falling off? Was it the players or was it the manager? I think you can ask the same question with Southampton and Koeman in the other direction. How much of their success over the last 2 years with Koeman, how much of it is that they're just incredible, that's just such a well-run club, such a great foundation there. And the players are, yes, they were selling, but they were buying players that really fit the style, fit the club's profile. I'm not sold on Koeman. Yes, he did a good job. Sixth was an outstanding position. And you should listen to the Southampton podcast to hear more about Southampton. But Koeman, I'm not sold on Koeman just yet. And I think, as you talked about earlier, Shahan, losing Lukaku, which I think is going to happen, that would be massive. They have nobody else right now who would be a replacement for him.
They would need to buy immediately.
Yeah, they have to buy.
That's really all, you know.
The question would be, who would they buy? Because there aren't that many.
Yeah, I'm not really sure who would be.
Anybody of that caliber, but the thing is that they're going to get a heck of a payday if he does go on.
Sure.
So you can reinvest that. Just kind of start looking around Europe and see what you want. I mean, if they could probably trump Arsenal's bid on Lacazette and see if he wants to come over.
Yeah.
I think
that actually would be a decent.
Well, I think it would actually fit too, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot remains to be seen with them. But if Lukaku goes, I definitely think it's a step down for them, and it's going to be tough. I think Koeman is an improvement, without a doubt, on Martinez, and I think that needs to be highlighted as much as Henry may not be a huge fan yet.
So to wrap this up, I think we're in agreement that probably still mid-table, not really in that class that they were in the one good season under Martinez where they were pushing for the Champions League, sort of in that, like, maybe on the fringes of the Europa League area.
I guess it depends on how the transfer market plays out, but yes.
Well, that's one thing to also keep in mind. Southampton's also going to be in the Europa League this year, so they are going to be a little bit stretched thin. That usually has an
impact. Talking about Everton.
Sorry. Cut that part out.
Yeah. So that's my fault. I'll take responsibility for that. I talk too much about Southampton. Okay, that's all we got on Everton. Go listen to the Southampton podcast for more Southampton talk. Okay, for Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. And you make sure to check out sports.yahoo.com/soccer and the FC Yahoo blog for all our 20 Premier League season previews. Thanks for listening.